Women are funny.
Yeah, no shit.
Women aren't funny.
Hey, lady. Nice try.
Women aren't funny.
Women aren't funny.
Mm-mm.
Women aren't funny at all.
All right, everybody. Welcome to Women Are Funny.
Brutal. I wasn't
that
done.
That was rough.
I wasn't
gone.
Done.
We're it not going to let you finish.
No.
Welcome to Women Aren't Funny, everybody. As you can tell by my beautiful voice, I am Mo Welsh. On the left is Emily. On the right is Alana. And
what?
Today's special guest, Nathan, is right across from me.
Who are you?
What?
This
I
is not
so
your
excited.
Show.
I was so excited. Guys, my co-host tonight.
Wow. Okay,
my co-host.
Everyone. Welcome to Women Aren't Funny podcast. You can check us out at www.womenaren'tfunnypod.com. That was Mo Welch, and I am too sorry about it.
That wasn't even Mo Welch. I thought we agreed that we wouldn't have characters intro the show.
And I'm pretty sure she said her name is Mo Welch.
Hello, yeah. I think I said my name wrong.
I heard Mo Welch.
It doesn't matter.
Off to a rocking start. Our guest today, we are so excited to have him. All the way from Canada, flew in for the podcast.
Too
it's
far.
The latest thing is Nathan Fielder. Nathan, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you for having me.
nice character, Nathan.
What? Come on.
Hang in there, bud. It's only going to be an Nathan, hour longer.
Yeah, well, I really killed all your momentum.
Yeah, no, Mo did. There.
No,
Mo
I did right from the beginning.
Nathan, what do you think so far, based on your big walk-in to our new hot studio in Skid Row, what's your impression of the podcast so far?
It's actually a lot more professional than I thought it would be.
Because Atlanta's part of it?
It was like a big team here, you know, putting this together. And, you know,
we have 14
assistant
directors.
You guys have great
energy,
and you got a real studio. It's or kind of,
it's a rape den, call it as it is.
Yeah, this is where women come to lose their dignity. But
basically Nathan was the first one here and was wandering around the building for quite some time. Then when we all finally had to wait for Mo to get in to let us into the building, he mm-hmm. just had to watch us set up while we provided him with half-eaten craft services.
Actually, about two blocks down, as I was driving in, I had to stop because some people were playing a real game of football on a four-lane street. And I had to stop for like 30 seconds while they finished the down.
That's our hood,
that's
man.
Hilarious.
That is wow, our hood.
The women are funny.
It's
they're
like
also part of our team.
They are.
That's
we all
the promotions
have
team.
That's the promotions team.
We used to call our show football.
It's our street team.
Yeah, they're doing some real good stuff out there. Real innovative. Yeah.
I love football.
God. Off to a running start. She is good, baby.
I'm in. I feel like everyone's half asleep tonight.
I feel came great. Here sick.
You're in a wheelchair, Emily.
Because Alana went, hey, will you sit in the wheelchair?
I didn't want to sit because I'll play around too much.
Like no one else would sit in it. And like, hey, you're the handicapable one.
Hey, and will you just accept who you are and sit in the wheelchair thing?
Oh, my.
No way. I thought that you'd get the most bits out of it.
Oh, this whole thing?
Everything
popping
comes
wheelies
apart.
All over.
Everything comes along.
So Nathan Fielder is a writer, a performer. He is originally from Vancouver, right?
Yes.
Yes, from Vancouver. I met him first in Toronto. He has was a writer and performer on hit show This Hour Has 22 Minutes, career launching TV, and we also we were nominated for the same award in Toronto.
Who won?
Yeah,
not me. Nathan did.
Oh,
but not in the same year.
Oh,
but he still won.
I thought
what
it was like
award?
Head-to-head competition.
It's Tim Sims Cream of Comedy, and it's for like up-and-coming comics. And Nathan uh-huh. came out of the blue and just destroyed it, and he was so good, and I didn't stand a chance in mine. I kept playing black women. People weren't buying it. Fact.
That is your hot character.
Can I ask something?
Yes.
Who's the voice in your intro who goes, women aren't funny?
That's three voices. No, no. Phil is the voice that women aren't funny.
That's Phil.
Michael McCusker. I think that one's Michael McCusker. And then another one is
McCusker.
Sorry. And then the other one is Andrew Payton, a friend of ours from
Andrew
Chicago.
Payton.
And Emily actually, to record that song, went and picked them up at 1 a.m. and like texted them and was like, you guys have to come record this song. And they were all like, okay. And when yeah, I bribed them with beer.
And then they showed up and I was like, buddies, no beer, but get your voices ready.
Yeah. And that's it. That's our hit intro song.
I have my close bros and they'll do whatever.
Yeah, that's true.
I just wasn't sure if it was a like sample or recorded.
Oh, like somebody else.
Yeah, just yeah. Some like stock Women Aren't Funny. Yeah.
There is another podcast called Women Are Not Funny with this woman like named Patty or
she's
something.
Amazing.
She's so much better than us, so much more organized.
Yeah. Not, who was around
but she's
first.
Really I
she
really
was.
Don't
I think
Patty she's
was.
Funny.
Yeah, Patty was.
So
well, no, no, it's not we can't make any judgment on Patty. Patty
she's a bitch and Patty's she's not funny.
Whoa.
Put it on the website.
Whitey.
I don't
see
think
you in court.
You know what?
See you in court.
No, I think her name's Kay.
I think her thing is just it's very different than ours. Hers is a lot of she's playing like a character within a character. It's
I've never listened to it.
I have. It's fun.
It's experimental.
She's like real chats, real life.
What's it all about?
Kind of like what Mo tried to do with this intro, but I guess we can't pull it off.
And she'll say things before an interview like, "I'm not going to make jokes." And then she pauses. For like the laughter that will be on the other side of her podcast.
Yeah.
She does. She's incredible. I honestly am really, really into her. I've listened to like three of her podcasts.
Oh my God.
I want her on our podcast.
I like her.
I haven't even listened
like
to one
lot.
Of ours.
I have nothing good to say about us, and I have everything good
one.
To say about
yeah,
her.
Yeah, she's got a bigger fan base than us.
She does.
Yeah. Nathan, are you a Vancouver
British,
are you a Vancouver Grizzlies fan?
Vancouver Grizzlies?
Yeah.
That's
my only question I had for you.
Well, I remember, I mean, they're not around anymore, but in high school, they were, I mean, it was a big thing when they got a basketball team in Vancouver, and then they were basically giving away tickets pretty quickly. But the one big memory I have from that is they, there was a player, Big Country Reeves, who was supposed to be this, like, really good player or something.
I saw Big Country.
He's like a big oaf.
Wait, where is he from?
I don't know.
He's from the States. I know. I spent summers in Vancouver for like 13 years.
Oh yeah.
Oh God, I was all over Gastown ahead of time.
Gastown.
What is Gastown?
Like a one block area.
It's one block.
Oh.
I was all over Gastown. Loved it. It's like one cobbled street. That's all it is. But Big Country got his nickname because as he was flying across Canada, I believe, to go play professional ball, he was like, "This is a big country."
Oh, is that where it comes from?
And that's how he got his nickname, because I saw them in their first year going up to Vancouver to visit up there. And I saw them in their first year and he was all the rage. Just a giant blonde white dude.
Wait, is this my dad?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mikey J.
Yeah, Michael Big Country Johnston.
That's the weirdest way to
get a
nickname.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was like, "This is a big country." I would love that, though.
I always thought it was because he was, you know, big guy, and maybe he was Southern or something, like country guy.
Well, I'm sure eventually it was that, like,
I'm just guessing. You're probably right. I mean, but that's.
Oh, I don't know. That was just a rumor I heard when I was 13.
Like, but
cool rumor.
Yeah.
I mean,
in Gastown, yeah.
Rumor.
What I was going to say is McDonald's came out with a co-promotion with him or something when he was a big thing on the team, and they had Big Country fries, which was a buck. It was like a big gulp size cup with him dunking on the side, and it was filled with fries. It was the equivalent of like 2.5 supersize.
So they didn't even
and they
do
sold
anything.
It for $7.50.
What?
So I remember getting Big Country fries.
For yourself?
I think people would get it and we'd share it, but I don't remember.
Don't judge.
I would have gotten it for myself.
I was more into the McChicken burger.
Do you still have the cup?
No.
Shame. Did you still save that garbage from 12 years ago?
Shame.
They did the same thing with, was it Bill? Are you a basketball fan? Anybody in here? No? Bill Wellington? Was that his name from the Bulls? They had like a burger like named after him. I think it was called
Big Burger?
Michael Jordan. No,
I
don't know.
I think it was because there's a Beef Wellington.
Beef Wellington. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that was it.
I think they were like, much like my idea for Winnie Cooper from the Wonder Years to be the ad person for Mini Coopers.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And like my idea nobody's for picked it up. Atlanta Nuggets has not taken off. And all the Nuggets just have like cute little ringlets on them. It's cute. We'll see.
Wait, how does that work?
Okay, it's a nugget, and then basically somehow curly fries are put on it. You know what I mean?
A like chicken nugget?
Yeah, a little nugget.
With a curly fry infused inside of it. Some kind of scientific experiment.
Yeah. We're in talks. I can't say anymore about
McDonald's
it.
Has this new product. It's like chicken popcorn.
Oh, yeah, little mini ones.
Yeah.
Oh, are they good?
I haven't had it. Our friend was in the commercial for it.
They stole it from Popeyes.
I bought a coffee at McDonald's a couple hours ago, and I was just in Canada earlier this morning. I was in Vancouver for the weekend.
Wow. What, you were?
So I had, yeah.
Oh. What were you doing?
Where is Vancouver?
I don't tell you everything.
I'm flipping out.
I was telling a story, and then you just asked a bunch of questions. Sorry. So I don't know whether to continue the story or answer.
The show's a hit.
wait, you got
you
a coffee.
You were getting a cup of coffee this
morning.
Oh,
so anyways, I still had like seven or eight Canadian quarters. So I asked, oh, do you take Canadian quarters? Thinking probably not, but she was like, yes. So I paid for the coffee with Canadian quarters. And then immediately when she got it, she was looking at it like, what is this? And then she held it out to her other staff, and then like seven people gathered around and all started going through the quarters like they didn't know.
Yeah.
And they're going, no, this is no. Like, I mean, they couldn't speak English perfectly, but they were saying like, no quarters. And I was saying like, oh, I realized she must have misunderstood what I was saying when I said, do you accept Canadian quarters?
She just said, yeah.
She said, yeah. So I thought
she probably thought you just meant quarters. Americans look at all other currency as monopoly money. Granted, you guys in Canada are putting hockey players on your money, which really fools us.
Our money's like, beautiful.
We're like, what are these children doing on currency? This is a serious business. Put on a pyramid. Let the eye that sees everything watch over all of us.
If it's not historical, we don't want to see it. I want a couple bills in Canada.
Can we edit out the Canadian quarters story?
Yeah.
No problem.
You know, I realized as I was telling it that this doesn't have much of an ending.
Well, that's why we asked you all those questions, because I knew it was going nowhere.
We also edit out this right now.
Yeah.
News for you.
Actually, can you edit out the Canadian quarter story, but leave from me asking to edit out onwards in?
News for you. We haven't been recording anything this whole time. We're all just sitting here with mics.
We're going to put your Canadian quarter story and my intro into one nice little outtake that people can get on iTunes.
To buy on iTunes. Yeah. That one's got to be for sale.
That's the only thing people can buy.
Okay, Nathan, what were you doing in Vancouver?
Yeah, then people are going to be like, oh, you got to tell the Canadian quarter story wherever I go.
Right.
It'll be like my big requested. That would be so funny if someone had a really anticlimactic story like that that just became very requested because it was so bad.
Tell it. I can't. We never know how it ends.
That's like my whole stand-up set.
Sing it.
Yeah, I want that to catch on.
I went to the McDonald's. It's like a whole song.
Quarter.
Turn it into a book.
Nathan, why won't you tell us what you were doing in Vancouver? Quit dodging the question.
Who is she? Well, my family's there, so, you know, I was visiting them. And that's important. My dad.
I love this. You're so secretive.
My dad turned 65 or turned 65 this week. So we had a birthday for him, and we went out for dinner, and it was really fun.
Was he so happy you came home?
Yeah, he was very happy. He gets very excited, and it was good to see them. They're doing renovations on the house right now.
Oh, how's it coming?
Pretty good.
Okay, good.
I also want to be known for the house renovation story I just told.
Yeah, what are they changing? What's mom working on? Let me know.
What did you say?
What are the changes?
I guess they had plastic material cabinets. This is really good. This story is really good.
This is the best.
So I just want to say, let me finish. They have like plastic material cabinets, and they're actually replacing them with wood cabinets, and they're also replacing the countertops in the kitchen.
I mean, I'm surprised I didn't read this on deadline. This is huge news.
Tell them not to replace the countertops with wood. That wouldn't work.
It wouldn't?
No.
Why? Wouldn't it be a
mold? It'll ruin it, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So just check in with them on that.
You should call them now. I'm really worried.
What is your favorite story from your childhood ever of all time that has a climax?
And that's a tall order.
And just to let you know, one of our past guests set her junior high on fire. So that's what you're going up against.
Yeah.
If
and
you
another one,
believe in competition.
Another one threw Molotov cocktails into a forest. So just if you have anything that matches or exceeds that, say it. If not, please leave the room.
Sorry. Oh, I might leave the room. Yeah. Well, I'm not much of a... I really am not much of a story person because I there's something about like the structure of us like saying a story out loud. People, I'm getting a bit better, but I feel really, you know, I don't really have
a past.
I don't have a past.
I kind of just am. I get that, Nathan.
I'm happy.
Well, I do want to tell a story from my childhood. But none are coming to mind right now.
Okay, how about I tell a story about our first time hanging out in Toronto and how awkward it was.
But I think if we wait, I can think of one. So
inside,
yeah,
you
want us to
if we just wait, I can probably have one soon.
I could do that.
Okay.
We can probably play some of the characters too, if it helps.
Yeah, if you write anything down, we can help you.
Can you just play the characters?
Yeah.
We'll do that. You
Let's
tell
go.
Us
no, Alana, what did
up?
You want to talk about?
Okay, Nathan and I, this is a really funny story, with a beginning, middle, and end.
Oh, one, that's actually, a funny story from my childhood or
Here
something
we go.
That we did that was kind of, oh man, now I went into it with energy. This is another anticlimactic story. But we used to do, do you know Quiznos, the company?
Yeah,
yes.
The sandwich company?
Yeah, so delicious Italian sandwiches, made fresh when you order. They're not pre-made.
Do they sponsor me?
It's kind of like Subway, except it's toasted.
It's toasty.
He just turned around and it said Quiznos on his back. It's a clear sponsorship.
So we took. They used to have a stamp system, at least in Vancouver, where they would stamp the letter Q, kind of their symbol, onto a card, and if you got 10 or 12, you got free Quiznos sub. Mm. So we went to a guy that made stamps, and we took it, and we said, like, we took it on the card, and we said, can you make this? And without missing a beat, he was like, yeah. Or I said, how much? He said, $10. So he made us a Q stamp, like, and so we just took a bunch of cards and filled them out all ourselves. And then it got to the point where we started to not go the same locations multiple times because they would kind of catch on to us.
Cover your tracks.
And they started putting the store numbers on the bottom of the card, so you know you couldn't use the cards everywhere. And then they, within like a month of us doing that, they completely eliminated their stamp system.
What? So you ruined it for everyone?
Wow.
That wasn't where I mean. I thought it was going to be more like, oh, that was, you were cool, not.
You are criminals.
I feel not like you ruined the Quiznos.
I've lost out on a
everyone.
Lot of toasty sandwiches.
Yeah, you did ruin it for everyone. I'm paying like an idiot for toasted subs out my ass.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Nathan.
When's
I had 11 last week. I could have had one free this week.
Those pepperoncinis they have are out of this world, huh?
I feel like Quiznos went out of business. Did they go out of business?
No.
I haven't seen one in years.
They're still toasted.
Yeah, no, they're doing well.
They're here.
They're doing really well. They're
doing great.
Sorry, no one called to let you know.
News
Nathan,
to me.
You really thought that story was going to make us think you were cool?
No. If I thought it was going to get the reaction of, oh, you ruined this for everyone, I wouldn't have told the story.
I love the story. It's like counting cards, you know, and casinos.
It's like counting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, it takes a genius to make a multiple stamp.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're like those guys that go in and like take down the casino.
Yeah.
You know?
And ruin it.
It's like we outsmarted the casino.
You outsmarted the Quiznos for 4 glorious weeks.
This is like the movie Casino, but everyone in it's way smarter. We're not in it.
You would actually
we're not the character.
Yeah.
Another Quiznos story.
Oh good, he's on a roll. He's on a roll. Tear him loose.
I on Twitter I wrote something about Quiznos once, and somehow just mentioning them, whatever was going on at the time, I was accidentally entered into a contest and won.
What?
Through like
That's
I won
amazing.
This contest. They were like, congratulations, you won our Monday Madness contest, whatever it was. And I didn't know how I won. I guess it was just by writing their name. And then they were like, and I was like, they added me as a friend. They were like, DM us to claim your prize.
Nice.
So then I asked how much the prize was, and it was a $5 gift card.
Did you get it?
Well, I looked up, I actually wrote them back and I said, well, I looked up how much the cheapest Quiznos sandwich was, and it was $5.69. So it wasn't even enough to buy one sandwich. So I wrote back and said, you should make it at least $6 so you can get the smallest sandwich. Because it's like, if you win a prize, you shouldn't have to chip in some of your own money for, I mean, $5 is really. And then they said, sorry, that's the price. And then I said, I decided to donate my prize then to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. I wrote back to them, can you just send it to them directly? And then they deleted me as a friend.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Well, and then I wrote them and I said, why did you delete me? And then they re-added me.
Oh.
That's karma for the shit you pulled as a kid.
Yeah.
So
Quiznos payback is a bitch.
Finally, I told a story that had a payoff.
What about that kid where his or her Make-A-Wish was a Quiznos sandwich?
No, that didn't happen.
Was partial funding to a Quiznos sandwich.
No child would do that.
Partial funding to a Quiznos sandwich. Yeah. They're like, look, we got you on the list, but we just can't get the funds together. I'm sorry. We're trying to get celebs to endorse you. We can't do it.
No kid wants a $5, which you like doesn't even get them.
But every kid wants a $6.
Kids want things like, I want to say a prayer with Tim Tebow before I die. Like, stuff like that. Like, they do not want a
every kid from
sandwich.
The South wants to say a prayer with Tim Tebow before he dies.
I think a charity can.
Tim Tebow.
I don't think you it's like, oh, Tim we Tebow. Shouldn't.
I do not, and I do not need to.
You don't need to know who Tim
Who's
Tebow
Tim
is.
Who's Tim Tebow?
Oh, he's a football player.
He prays after every time he makes a touchdown.
That's his business, guys, not mine.
This is kind of. If you guys, like, had a make a wish, I mean, this is. I'm not saying, like, any of us are dying, but I am. What would that make-a-wish be? Like something that you really just can't grab onto or you could only have if you were passing away.
Go ahead, Nathan.
Anybody.
If I had a wish?
Yeah.
You got to make a wish. Like the foundation contacted you and was like, you get one wish. Well, what do you want before you go?
Was I sick from something?
You're dying. Yes, you're dying. And we're actually here to tell you, you are dying.
How long in this scenario do I have to live?
You have about what you have.
However,
no, you have 3 days. Make your wish and get it over
with.
That is
so crazy. Okay, you only have 3 days. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
I would just, you know, surrounded by family.
You have to make a wish or you won't die. So you have to make a wish or you won't die. And you want to die. You're in pain.
Yeah.
What do you mean? I have to make a
wish. Yeah, you have to make a wish.
Or you won't die and you're in excruciating pain.
Yeah.
Your wish is your Kevorkian.
And it has to involve Tim Tebow.
Is Kevorkian a football player?
No, prerequisites. No.
Yeah.
Just whatever wish you would make before you would die, what would it be? Anything. And don't have it have anything to do with Quiznos.
Is it like something that I get or?
It doesn't matter.
It's whatever you want.
The Make-A-Wish Foundation tries to make any dream you want come true before you die. It's only for juveniles, usually.
I don't know. I don't know if there's anything that I would wish for.
Really?
I mean, what would you wish for if you had 3 days to live?
I don't know, like elephant ride, jaguar ride. Like
I've done both of those. Goodbye.
You wrote an animal, a jaguar animal?
I wrote an elephant. Oh, the animal?
Yeah, I said elephant ride, jaguar ride, the animal.
Okay. But it's like, what type of thing... do you have where you have the energy to go on a safari and then 3 days later you're going to die?
They're going to put me in some sort of brace or they're going to hoist me up. It's like, I, at this point, whatever the wish is, they have to make come true. I can't work out the details of this. That's on them.
Yeah, you know, we're not really asking you. We're not going to try to really make this happen.
This is just
if the scenario where you have 3 days to live.
And Quiznos will provide any wish for you.
Terminal illness, you're going to die. The Make-A-Wish Foundation comes to you and says,
Tim
what's
Tebow
the last
is the
thing you want to do or you have to do before you die? A lot of young children do like, I want my family and I to go to Disneyland.
Oh, that's
I
good.
Want my the rest of my family who's far away flown in to see me and say goodbye to me. What is your wish?
Yeah.
Maybe to see my parents make love one last time.
We walked into that one.
That's, yeah. That's it. Elena, what would you
And then as I'm dying, to be put back inside my mother.
Oh. And have her go with you.
Her with you. Take
have her
with
go
you.
With you.
This love is it. The best wish ever.
Elena, what would you wish?
You know what? I'd want it to be like something really crazy. Like I get to be on stage during the Lady Gaga concert or like something where it's like there's a lot of attention on me. But then, you know what I mean? And like something that really inconveniences somebody else. Is that too much to ask?
No.
No.
Not at all.
Yeah, I think that'd be fun. Or like an elephant ride through a concert. Like, do you know what I mean?
I know what you mean. You want to be Beyonce for the night.
Oh, you nailed it. Yeah, I want to be Beyonce. No, not the night. 24 hours.
You want Beyonce.
What's she eating for breakfast?
You want Beyonce to cancel herself on a concert.
Mm-hmm.
Put you in blackface.
Yeah.
Show
you
those.
You can stop right there.
Show those thighs off. Yeah. Rub that belly like you're pregnant. And have Jay-Z go, that's my woman, that's my baby. Mm-hmm. That's what you want.
Yeah, that's what I want. Something with Beyonce and Jay-Z.
anything with Beyonce.
Anything with Beyonce and Jay-Z. Mo?
I think I would like to be dressed in all white, including having some sort of microphone headset that was painted all white. And on top of that, an astronaut's outfit. What do they call those? Space suits? And
what's the technical term?
Astronaut's outfit.
Okay, yeah,
that's science.
Astronaut wardrobe, and then I want to be put into a spaceship, and I want, you know, I don't even have to go anywhere. I just want to go in the spaceship, and
you
then
need the white mic. Who are you talking to?
I want to die in the spaceship.
Oh, okay, you want to die in a spaceship? That's good.
Oh, so do you want to die in a spaceship, or would you like to go to space?
I really like my number one goal in life is to go to space. I don't really give a shit about anything except for this podcast and go into space. That's it.
That's good.
But I do want to die in a spaceship.
Okay.
This is...
Wait, do you call a spaceship? I feel like a spaceship is like Star Wars.
No, oh, it's okay. Called a ship.
I've never seen Star Wars. I'm really the stupid one on the group tonight.
Mo, before the podcast started, turned to me and went, listen, I'm the smartest one in the group.
That's because my title of legs of the group was taken away by Alana because she went on a bouncy tent
for
4 hours.
Mo, you were never the legs of the group. You're
Someone
the body
said
of the group.
I said she was the legs of the group because she's tall.
She's the body of the group. She's got a great upper body as well. Can't deny the upper body. I mean, you're fooling yourself. You got to take in the whole package. She looks great.
Nathan, who do you think is the legs of the group so far?
What am I of the
Based
group?
On our personality.
Oh, yeah. What is Nathan of the group?
Hold on. I honestly, this whole time, I've been like, lips of the group much?
Oh, yeah.
He's got great lips. He's got great lips. Yeah. I don't know. I think Nathan's the steamy eyes of the group. Check him out.
Yes.
Yeah, holy loser.
Yeah, but I think.
Compliment city.
But I think I can't call him that because I feel like he has non-intentional steamy eyes. I feel like
That's
if he were
like
looking
it.
At us like all the time. Then I'd be like, he's the steamy eyes of the group, but he just has naturally gorgeous eyes.
That's why I think he's the steamy eyes of the group. It's effortless to him. If it has to be, like, Mo's upper body's effortlessly this way.
No, it's not. She plays basketball, and we all know it.
I do.
And what's your make-a-wish?
My make-a-wish?
Mm-hmm.
Better be good, because you're last. You have the most time.
Oh, I didn't think about it.
Well, yeah. I mean, like how we gave Nathan all that time to come up with the stories and he just blew us away. You know what I mean?
Well, then let's
I'm a storyteller.
Yeah, Nathan.
Then let's
Nathan's
wait a minute.
The storyboard of the group.
For me, telling stories is effortless.
It is. They just come to you. The beginnings of them just come to you.
just
the beginning of a story comes to you.
I want to line up all of my enemies and their families and children, which are only two people, and they both don't have children yet. Hopefully this happens in the future.
Is this me and Mo?
Yeah.
It's just
Mo
you
and
Mo, probably. And your children. And then I want to be thrown into the ocean alive with hungry killer whales and have my enemies watch killer whales play with my body and throw me all over until I die.
Oh, my God, because that's going to scar them for life.
Yeah.
Wait, but this is like death wish, not make a wish.
She's going to die anyway, so her wish is to go out, like, go out big.
This
out
is
big.
The second time that we have told
and,
about,
and I'll
talked
be dying,
about our death wishes.
And I'll be dying from AIDS, so then those killer whales will get human AIDS.
It's ADS.
Sorry, ADS.
Yeah,
Alan is the pronunciation of the group.
I am. Thank you. Nathan. You live in Los Angeles now.
Yes.
You were brought here on an incredible job writing on Important Things with Dimitri Martin.
Yes.
And now you have exciting news about your own show you're going to be doing.
Yes.
Okay, great. Moving on. Yes.
No, I made a pilot for Comedy Central, and they picked it up to a series, which is so crazy.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
I really
saw the
scammed
pilot.
Them on that.
Alana, full honesty, is it funny?
I'll tell you what. I saw the pilot. I was literally stunned when it was over.
Yeah.
And I turned to our mutual friend, Emily, you know him too, DDP.
I don't know who that is.
Okay, she does.
David, call me. Like, what the fuck is going on? I fully say online, are we together or not? No response. You just make some other joke.
He's playing hard to get.
Do you know him for real?
She does know him, yeah.
And you have a little flirty thing going on?
No, never. We've never flirted. Our relationship has been, we know the same people. And then we go, good day, sir.
Yeah.
We walk out the room. Mm-hmm. There's never been any flirting. There's nothing. It's just he posted something once on a photo. And I was like, well, guess we're the new thing. And
that's
he didn't
fair.
Respond.
So I turned to David. And we were like stunned.
When
and
were
then
you with David?
Because he was in town. And he stayed at my house one night.
Him?
Pardon? Because he was only here for like 2 days. He stayed at my house one night.
I love how your studio
no
apartment is a house now.
Yeah, my house.
I would have taken him. We're practically dating for that Facebook photo.
You know what? Actually, Nathan dropped him off. It was ridiculous. So I turned to him and we looked at each other and I was like, I will never in all my life be able to make anything that good. I'm not even kidding you.
Are you serious?
I am not kidding you.
It's
Nathan
true.
And you, I freaked out about it.
She told
I
me
had
about
a moment
it.
Of panic. I did.
Told
I told
about
Mo
it.
About it because it was like, it's just Nathan being, it's him being himself. Like, it's not a character.
You're in it?
It's all him.
So you're in it?
Is it called The Nightmare?
Before Christmas?
That's so mean.
No. I think it will be the most fun and very, like.
What does that mean? Wait, explain that comment. You're Alana, like, are you
Alana
in it?
And I walk
Wait,
out.
You're like, are you
okay,
in it?
Here,
I said yes, and you said, is it called
the
nightmare?
Okay. Firstly, one. I just mean for us personally. Apparently we have
better
one,
be a good explanation.
Apparently we have 1 minute, so I might not get through it. Oh my God, our producer holds her fingers up randomly and we think it's a time warning, but she just does weird finger holds.
Hey guys, you're still number one.
No, I'm calling it the nightmare because Alana said. I mean, because Alana, I mean, not to be the bitch of the group, but like Alana's always like, I could do that, which she can because she's so fucking funny. To hear Alana say something like, I could never
do
that.
I could never do it.
Just struck fear into my heart.
Yeah.
So I was speaking for us, not the general.
Of intimidation.
Not the general public. It will be their nightmare. I'm calling it the comedy community's nightmare.
It's Nathan.
Don't you
want to
laugh?
Yes.
No, I'm scared.
So it's. You should call it the dream.
The dream team.
Look, we had our chance to make a wish, and that wasn't it. I'm sorry, Nathan. No, it's great. It's Nathan.
Alana and I are, though, we're like polar opposites.
I know.
In everything.
Well, I was going to say just energy levels, but in not everything.
You guys look exactly alike other than
no,
that.
No.
I don't have steam eyes.
Alana, you do have steamy eyes, and Nathan has a gorgeous full head of curly hair. Beautiful
Alana has
curls.
Very rich blue eyes.
Thank you. Nathan's now the truth of the group.
And very white teeth.
That
you
is
do.
True.
She has
do.
Really white, sometimes blinding in the sun.
Thanks
They're beautiful.
Everybody.
They are.
I like them to be the same color as my skin. Thank you.
Do your viewers, do your listeners know what you look like?
No.
Each of you?
Well,
yeah, they do.
Phil listens. My sister listens. So, yeah. I'd say our listeners know.
No, yeah, we used to be on video. So all of our early podcasts are on video, so they all know what we look like.
Oh.
Yeah. I think so.
But
if you guys don't know, basically, I'm the Angelina Jolie of our time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Minus everything about her.
So can you tell us a little bit about the show at all?
Sure. It's kind of the basic concept is I go to real... I mean, my background is I went to business school just for my undergrad degree. So I'm just saying that's my experience.
Okay.
And I go to I go to real small businesses and I give them very out of the box ideas on ways they can make more money
or
market themselves differently or something like that.
That's great.
So that's a basic concept, and then gonna see if we can expand it to beyond that a bit. But
if you were to give us this business an out of the box idea to help us expand our brand and our podcast, what would that be?
If it's to get mic stands so that everyone doesn't have to hold it, it's on the to-do list.
He just let out a lot of air, which I think means there's nothing to be done.
There's nothing to do to help us.
He's like, Mo, shirt a little lower. Alana, shirtless. Oh, shit. Emily, put on a burka.
Are you feeling self-conscious about how low your shirt is?
I should.
Here's the thing.
Because you kind of went like, oh, shit, and then pulling it up.
I went like this, oh, shit.
Because
this shirt, little backstory about this shirt is
those are the worst words I've ever heard in my life.
Because Nathan gave a legitimate backstory about his life, and now we're getting a backstory about your shirt. Great.
So people know, and not, I don't want them to think that I'm being, you know, weird or a perv.
They would never.
I just want to describe that Mo's wearing a white shirt. It looks like a t-shirt that like a muscle man grabbed the neck of and just ripped like right down.
This is true.
So, and I'm directly facing her.
Yes.
So.
I think all of the women in the room will vouch you are not being a perv, although he's been jacking off the entire podcast.
Great description of Mo's shirt.
And here's the backstory.
Okay.
I also want to say though, it's elegant still. And
got holes in it.
You have a nice
everywhere.
Necklace on. I don't want people to think that you're dressing inappropriately.
A beautiful ram's head betwixt her two breasts.
Yes.
Like
that's
directly
the
between
it's
them.
True, it is a ram necklace.
So what's the backstory?
The backstory on this shirt, thank you, is that the last man that I slept with,
which is rare, a 5-year occurrence.
Yes. On my trundle bed, he left this. But I didn't know whose it was, so I asked like 4 people if it was their V-neck shirt, and then realized that they slept on my trundle bed. They didn't actually sleep with me. They slept on the trundle.
Mo, you want to know a secret?
What?
Wait,
that's my shirt.
Oh, yeah. Realize.
Okay, sorry. Okay,
sorry. I was just didn't mean to cut you off.
No, it's okay. That's
you're
my
right,
shirt.
This is exciting.
That was the
hanging
secret.
On the
I put that shirt under your trundle bed
this
months ago.
It's a gift. Oh, this whole time I thought I had sex 5
No,
years
you
ago.
Didn't.
So you realized it what?
So I realized. No, I realized it was this person's shirt, but I decided not to tell him because I put it on and it was like magic.
So comfortable.
It fits me. It's comfortable, and it's like you put it with a nice pair of sort of khaki pants that I'm wearing.
I call them beige jeans.
Yeah.
They look great.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, and then people have to, before they comment on the shirt, they first have to say, I don't want people to think I'm a perv. And that's why I wear this.
Everybody keeps things from their exes and wears them around. Like, I like to keep the old condoms and then just tie them off and stuff them up into my vagina. Like, that's usually what I wear around.
That's your thing.
That's
though.
My thing.
I would
thing.
Never take that from you.
Thanks.
I just take
Well, you don't use
t-shirt.
Condoms, right?
I use Alana's old condoms as jewelry. That's what I hang on to from past relationships. Her stuff.
Nathan, do you have anything from your exes that you're wearing right now?
No, I don't. No.
He's feeling around his face to make sure he's not wearing any beautiful jewels.
Nathan, I
he has a tiara on, but he hasn't felt the top of his head yet.
Nathan and I have matching watches with different colors. But I like Nathan. I'm a very good storyteller. People always tell me how good of a storyteller I am.
Who? Name like 3 people that told you that.
I'll wait for
Mo,
the
you're a good storyteller.
Thanks.
Oh,
1.
2 more to go.
Thanks. Sorry to interrupt. I want to get back to
Nathan
the juicy
show.
Business school business.
Yeah, backstory. You went to business and you're helping out the businesses.
Did you go for 4 years?
No, I mean it was kind of when I first went out of high school, I used to do a bunch of improv and stuff in high school, but I, for some reason, when you're, maybe it was just me, but I was like, oh, obviously you can't do this for a living. Mm-hmm. So I went, when I went to university, I was always good at sciences, kind of, in high school. So I was like, oh, I'll become a dentist and I'll make a lot of money. So I went to, I went into sciences at first, and then when people started being like, oh, are you going to this lecture on a weekend for this, like, biochemist is speaking? But it wasn't a required thing. They were just going for fun. I was like, oh, this is totally different than high school where everyone hates science. It just does it. Like, people actually like it. Mm-hmm. Right. I can't do this if this is what I'm up against. So then I just, like, meandered around in arts courses. I dropped out of everything. And then I was just like, well, I guess business is maybe something that'll be generally relevant. I was just putting off making a decision. So just kind of like a major or something. Or.
But I feel like that's so smart to go to school for business, because no matter what you're going to do in your life, there will be business involved.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I mean? Just handling money and all that kind of stuff. Like, I feel like that's, like, actually really, I wish I would have been smart enough to.
I did take business classes.
But the problem is now I know nothing about anything else.
Yeah. Oh, right. Okay.
So I have no knowledge of history, and I don't even know other subjects that I'm missing knowledge about.
You could just read books.
Yeah.
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 Like Harry Potter.
Would you ever have
for history?
For history, yeah.
For history.
On wizards. History. And that can, and that combines science too. That's both.
So genuine history. On wizards.
On wizards.
Well, I've been watching Game of Thrones.
Oh my god, same me too, thing. Right? Last night's episode, anyone?
With Sarah, my wife.
And who is so great. I am in love with Sarah. She's so great.
But I keep saying, oh, was it because things were different back then? And she keeps getting angry, and she's like, it's not back then. It's an alternate world. But it's like they have, yeah, they don't have our good current point. Technology, but she keeps kind of saying.
That was Sarah's major, right? History?
What?
Was that her major?
Sarah?
Yeah.
No, she's she has her master's in library science.
Yeah.
Librarian.
She's a librarian. That she's mean, read like everything.
I mean, she knows everything.
She's so great to talk to you about, like, all kinds of books.
But really though, Game of Thrones is so kind of tied to the War of the Roses that if you cut out all of, like, the weird, creepy, like, obviously fake shit, like dragons,
the Nightwalkers,
and things like that, yeah, like, it is like there are. I know that they do have people who work on it who try to make it, like, historically correct for the time period they loosely have set.
Oh, really?
In. And for the different cultures they loosely relate the different little kingdoms to.
Like how Law and Order.
Like that's how they. That's officers. How they do. That's how they do their research and stuff.
Yeah, I would.
And it is.
Like
and it
to.
Is totally like pretty connected to like the War of the Roses, like all of those different strong families fighting and all of that. Like,
I'm sorry, am I the one that doesn't know what the War of the Roses is? Is this a Guns N' Roses
are.
Thing?
I don't. I actually, I've never seen Game of Thrones. Never seen War of Roses.
It's not a movie that. It's a.
It sounds like
it's
Romeo
something
and Juliet.
That happened in history. Shakespeare did write about the War of the Roses, but
he didn't write me.
It had nothing to do with Romeo and Juliet.
I never got the letter.
You didn't tell me.
You didn't tell me.
It was a time period in England when
oh,
a
England.
Bunch of different families were fighting for power of the throne.
Can anyone hear me rolling my eyes?
Yeah, it's confusing. It doesn't. I don't even fully, you know.
Nathan, do you know Canadian history?
There's a history.
You know, I mean,
there's a
Yeah. Give them back their land. All of us.
No, they like it.
No, they like it.
I exclude myself from this.
Yeah, do you guys learn? Do you guys learn about Canadian history in high school?
Yeah.
Like how we
yeah.
learn about U.S.
Yeah,
history?
Yeah, it's mandatory. But we also learn
about
U.S. history, too.
We do not learn about Canadian history.
We did. We learned about U.S. history, and then there was world history. Like, we learned about. The thing is, though, what I found with the education system in the States is that it's only about America, whereas I find in other places in the world, you learn about other places in the world.
Yeah.
Well, in America, you do it, like, there is a lot of world history in elementary and in high school. And
really?
Then especially once you get into college, you basically select your history courses as you want.
Mm, collage. Okay.
University.
I also have a terrible I have a terrible memory, so I don't remember a lot of things.
Wait, was that a story?
Do you do you
kind of, yeah.
Do you smoke pot?
No.
No.
I smoke a lot of pot, and so I have horrible memory and horrible short-term memory.
Did you always have a bad memory, Nathan? Or
I think I always was distracted a lot or in my head. So I think it could have something to do with just being zoned out a lot or something.
What are you zoning out on?
It's very hard for me. Like, this is, I mean, I'm making an effort to focus on this.
Okay. If you weren't focusing on this, where would your mind be going right now?
Just it drifts. Like, you might say a word that might make me think of something and it'll drift. Mm. Or, you know, I think it's just about being present, and I'm trying more and more to be present in stuff, because I'm like a worrier too, so I'm always thinking about,
well,
what are you doing?
Granted, people are creeping you out by reaching around you and whispering.
Well, I'm always thinking about, oh, you know, I can't be in the moment because I'm thinking about the future or something.
Yeah.
Or I'm, you know, so these are just general things.
I'm a worrier too. I get really anxious, and sometimes I find night, I don't know if you have this or not, I have a hard time falling asleep at night because I'm thinking about all the things I have to do tomorrow, or did I get everything done that I had to do today? And I mean, Emily knows this. I have so many to-do lists of all different kinds. And it's like, and I write it down so that I don't have to remember, because I'm like, oh, if I write it down, I don't have to keep it in my head. And then I'm worrying about, did I write this on the list? Yeah. So it's like, I find like I have a really hard time falling asleep because I'm always thinking,
like,
and oh
present.
God, I'm like, I can't just be like, oh, and oh, Atlanta, you're tired, go to bed. I'm like, oh God, I have to do this 2 weeks from now, or you know what I mean?
It's like a condition, like overactive mind or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, you can't shut down.
And like you can take things for it, but who wants to do that?
Yeah, but there's some things, like I hate to talk so much about basketball on this podcast.
Then just don't. Then just
don't.
No,
you don't. No, you don't.
That's the one thing that will keep me like focused and like present. Like, I will not think about anything else but what I'm doing when I'm playing basketball.
It's called being
even
in
comedy,
the zone.
Like, even comedy, like if I'm doing stand up, I'm still thinking about something else because I've already said this joke. So I'm like, whatever.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And so I'm thinking about basketball. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just thinking about something.
Right.
Right.
But you know, I tried working, like, I joined a gym to be able to have that time where you just go there. You focus and you blast your music. And I have actually had to leave the gym because something was so on my mind. And I'm like, I can't focus on this thing I'm supposed to not even be focusing on right now.
I think for me, comedy is the only time.
Yeah.
If I'm doing stand-up or improv or sketch, like, that's the only time I can completely focus. Granted, we are permitted to go to crazy places and kind of let our mind wander within the work, which is why I think some of us do it. But
not wander with worry.
But it's the only time, that like I am completely aware of everything the people on stage with me are doing and saying, and like really in tune with other people and not just being like socially anxious and feeling crazy and hating myself.
Is it that way for you too, Nathan? Is there anything that like you can zone in on?
Yeah, well, when I'm focused on doing something and I have a very, but that's usually the problem, is I'm distracted because I'm thinking about this one thing that I keep thinking about until I either get it out of my head. But until recently, I've had a lot of trouble. Like, I didn't fully understand the concept of relaxing, if that makes sense. Not in like a funny way, but I just didn't know.
No, I think that's the cutest thing anybody's ever said in my life.
I didn't know what that really meant to like, oh, what do you, like, I actually used to kind of joke, like, what do you just sit down and what, think about nothing? Like, what do you do? Because I'm always kind of thinking about something or worrying about something. So it was, but only recently I've been trying to get into the zone of just letting go. I'll say like, oh, I'm not gonna worry about this for the today.
So what's relaxing for you now? How would you relax?
Well, it's mostly just kind of a mental thing where I'll say, even though I know this thing has to be done and I'm worried about it, today I'm not even gonna try to think about it or for like this time. You know what I mean? So I'll just take the day. And I'll just make an effort to, like, kind of tell myself that. Otherwise, I'm kind of perpetually thinking about something or not present or something.
Well, I'm sure you must have been going nuts waiting to find out about your show or not. Because, like, that kind of thing. Especially, I hate when you worry about something that you have no control over. Do you know what I mean? It's like, you shot this pilot. obviously you have to wait for Comedy Central to say yay or nay. There's nothing you could possibly do. Like, you can't email them a joke a day or like something. Like, there's nothing you could have possibly
which
done.
Which you probably still would do.
Yeah, right. But there's nothing you could have possibly done.
In their face. It's the way you gotta go.
Oh, yeah, you gotta. Here's my thing. If I'm worrying about something, I like to let everybody know about
it. I love it.
Get everybody on board with it. Like, me and my pregnancy scares, I am telling everyone. Oh, Nathan, we had a fun time in a restaurant. I was with Nathan and his, well, then girlfriend story. At the time. And I was telling them about, I was like, oh, my God, I was like, oh, my God, I haven't got my period. I bought this pregnancy test. I was like, it's actually my purse. And then I was like, should I do it now? And then Sarah was like, yeah, do it now. In this French restaurant, I went to the bathroom and I did it. And I came out 2 minutes later and I was like, I'm not pregnant. And we all celebrated and it was great. Well, maybe her and I celebrated. I can't remember
Nathan
what Nathan
doesn't
was doing.
Remember. Huh?
Well, yeah, you didn't. Yeah, no, I don't. I mean, it's funny. I mean, not, I don't like, that memory is very vague to me. That's like a perfect example
of a
like,
big moment okay. in Alana's life that like, is like. You
okay,
still
so you went to the
Sarah
bathroom.
Sarah remembers it perfectly.
Right, I do kind of remember, but I don't really.
We're at the French restaurant on Santa Monica, when you lived in your old place.
The French Marketplace.
Yes, and you lived in your old place with Levi.
Okay, yeah, I don't remember you doing. Oh, okay, now I remember. Okay, see, okay, so this is a perfect example of. I literally just remembered, like I had to cue into the visual memory. And I think it's also a thing, like I realized recently that I have no emotions attached to memories before I was 20.
What?
So I remember things as visual pictures, but I don't remember how I felt about them. Besides a few incidences that were very, maybe,
whoa.
Dramatic, or I remember. It's
it
a very
sounds
weird.
Like you dealt with trauma. Like if you're like kind of blocking things out in like an emotional way.
I didn't
way.
Have a real traumatic thing, but I think I went through kind of a personality shift in another thing that's kind of weird that I didn't understand the idea of personalities before I took a psychology course in university. I know that doesn't really make sense.
This is Nathan Unplugged and I am tuning in. I love it.
I didn't understand the importance or the relevance of someone's personality and how that is relevant in the world. I always thought people were just in categories of like, oh, this is this type of person, and this is this type of person, and I am this type of person. And I didn't think, oh, everyone's just kind of unique, and everyone has their weird thing, and everyone's crazy, and you know, it's. I didn't
like
notice
when you say
the
categories. You mean like you know how they say that type A, A personality? Is that what you like? How you
no,
categorize
like,
it?
No, kind of like okay, this is like a cool guy who's like can.
Oh, like you in the Quiznos.
The women,
that's why you thought Quiznos was going to be a.
This is
his cool thing.
This guy is like smart, and he's you know he's the smart guy.
Oh my God, what are we, Nathan? Tell us what we are.
Well, I've always said like you are actually crazy. But you make. But
he's
you make
he's talking to me in case anyone was wondering. Yeah.
But you, nope. It's. I think like the fact that you can always see a little bit of crazy in you is like what makes you so funny.
Thank you, Nathan.
True.
Alana
True.
Makes me laugh like no one else because it's really. I mean, she's like constantly. Your energy level is like astonishing. You're actually kind of a bit calmer today than normal.
I'm sick.
She's sick.
You're sick, but it's still like you can still.
You
tell
do
about.
Have to tell like people go. Is Alana like that all the time when they first meet? And you have to say she brushes her teeth that way. Like this is Alana.
That's why her teeth are so white. She's
well,
constantly
I've
brushing
actually,
them.
I've thought about like when does she? Because she's always has this crazy high level of energy. So I was thinking, when are you a lower energy? Are you ever a lower energy level?
Yeah, when I'm sucked into a vortex of depression.
Yeah, or when
or
we went to the movie.
Yeah, when I go to a movie.
The afternoon.
Alana, when people ask me, I say, if you're with Alana one-on-one and she's comfortable, it doesn't matter how comfortable you are with her. It's if she's comfortable, she completely lets her guard down and is the most down-to-earth, relaxed human being you'll ever meet. She just wants to hang out, relax, you know, have some drinks, have a good time. And then when Alana gets real low, like if she does go into a depression, then it's shut down city.
Shut down.
Can I ask you something, Alana?
Oh.
Have you ever been fully comfortable when we've hung out one-on-one?
No, we've hung out one-on-one twice, you and I. Here are both times. Yes. Maybe three times max. The first time was that awkward forest date that Ryan V. Hayes made us go on in Toronto,
oh,
which I was
this.
Not come for. I was very manic.
Wait, it was a blind date?
No, we, like, the three of us, we were all at this festival, Tournament of Wonders.
I've been
there. You were
there,
Emily. You were there in Toronto. A bunch of Chicago
people
came up and did it with me.
I didn't really know Oana.
My group and I ate all the sushi and then we're walked in on by three other groups showing each other our buttholes. It wasn't relevant, but it had to be said.
In other words,
so we were talking. Nathan and I had like only had kind of just known each other, but like not really. You know, Toronto's a small community. And then this friend, Ryan V. Hayes, like I would always talk to him about dating. And he was like, and all three of us were sitting there, and he's like, why don't you two go out? And then like Nathan and I were just like, okay.
Because we were talking at the time about something about being single or whatever. And we were literally just sitting us three.
Yes. So then we were like,
okay. Was he single? Your friend?
Maybe.
I think he was.
But he said, why don't you two go out? And I was just like, okay, sure.
Yeah. And then I immediately thought in my head that Nathan liked my friend Kayla.
Uh-huh.
So then when we went out to Fresh,
I was like,
if you like Kayla, like that's okay. Like if you don't want to hang out, you don't have to. And he's like, why are you saying this? Like I'd created this whole thing in my head. It was so crazy.
You know, it's like
Alana, you always think everyone likes Kayla.
Alana also.
Granted, everyone always does.
Yeah, everyone does.
Halfway through the date, she like took out, or I think it was like right when she sat down, she like took out her day planner.
Yes,
and showed it to me.
It's a
and
Jeff
she had
book.
Like date with Nathan, like filling up the whole square with like flowers around it.
Yeah.
And immediately
I
was like concerned.
She makes a big deal out of things.
So I could let myself know what kind of event it was.
No, I used to date a girl who in her phone was a meticulous planner and would put hang out with Mo at the end of the day like she was gonna forget to hang out with me. Like we were dating for like 2 years.
In a relationship.
It's like you would have to put like hang out. That's like go to the bathroom.
Yeah, I do it.
In my phone at the end of every day it says go home to Michael.
It's like go sleep.
Otherwise I'll forget to go home to my boyfriend.
Go to my house.
Go to sleep. But you know what that thing about like you like mentioning your friend when you were going
on
a date.
Liked her.
That's like everybody does that. Like it's like if someone's like, oh, that's a great shirt, and you're like, oh, thanks, I threw up on it, or like, thanks, I got it in the garbage.
You break
like,
it down before someone else can.
Yeah. You just like instead of just taking a compliment.
And then another time, Nathan and I hung out here in LA, because we usually always hang out, me and Nathan and his wife, and then because her and I we hit it off right away. So then him and I had our own hangout, and we went and just got Starbucks coffee, and then we went to the Rite Aid, right? I think we did.
Ooh, this is a hot date.
Yeah, this is a hot date.
And
I was kind of calmer then. I mean, I was happy to chat.
Oh, I was just wondering because they were talking about how you're different when you're fully calm. So I was just wondering.
Yeah, we're not there yet.
Oh, I've never seen her calm.
Right.
Yeah, it takes, you need to know Alana probably, I think, a couple years.
Yeah.
Before you see her, like, really chilled out and, like,
I've known her.
Completely.
Yeah,
but hanging out with her, like,
seen this
yeah,
all
I need a
like,
credit check. Like, I'm like a landlord. Do you
like,
know what
I mean? You know
I need references.
Mean? Like, going to a stamp shop together and getting a false stamp made to fool a big corporation. You need to be on that level.
Until you're ready to bring me in on your Quiznos level, Nathan, I'm not ready to let you into Calm 101.
It takes a long time with her.
It's
but,
like people
but once
see
you
me
get there,
excited.
It's real fun.
Thanks,
same
man.
Thing.
Yeah, once you get there, it's real fun. Like, Alana and I lived together off and on for years. And
yeah, different countries.
Once she gets there, it's a good time. She's all about really relaxing, really munching on snacks.
Yeah, that I know how to do. I
it
know how to relax.
It could be that it's, like, my thing more so because Alana, like, when she connects with someone, it's like you can see people are both just, you know, talking instinctually and just, like, saying whatever comes to their head. I'm very, you know, I think about what I say sometimes. I'm trying to be better about it, but I'm like more private and I don't want to say everything.
Right.
I'm always so.
I mean, Nathan, I'll let go when you do.
Ooh.
Well, I mean, I feel like it's more me than her probably.
No, everybody says that about me. Don't worry. It's me. You're fine. You're fine.
Honestly, as
maybe
my
somewhere in the middle.
As my two best friends, it's both of you.
Oh, wow, Nathan. Emily's your best friend.
Oh, you didn't know?
I didn't. How do you feel?
You're not.
Wait, I think he's starting a story. Hold on.
This is gonna
no,
be
no,
good.
No, Alana, that's the end of the story.
Oh, and he brings it all back. McDonald's, Canadian Quarters.
I love it.
Nathan, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast.
Thank you.
Keep an eye out for Nathan's show. Is it still going to be Nathan for You?
I think so. We'll see. Yeah, okay. I think so.
Nathan for You, Comedy Central. We'll be sure to plug it on the website when we know it's coming out.
One more thing, Nathan. I did ask you about a half an hour ago, what is the one piece of advice you would give to us to help better our business?
Yeah. Good call. Yeah, Tom.
I mean, I don't know. I don't do it this for real.
Fun. Just give, you know.
Or say who's the legs of the group.
Yeah, or give us who's the legs of the group.
Yeah, one
we're stressed out about it.
Okay, here's edit out all this like pauses to make it seem like I had an answer.
Yeah.
Right away.
Oh no, we're gonna put this at the very beginning of the podcast. It's gonna go, "Hello, welcome to Women Aren't Funny," and then it's gonna be your voice. What you guys need to do is, so it'll go right into it.
I guess I just want to say that you guys are, you know, you're three very charming, very pretty women, and you know, you're doing this and you're putting your heart into it, and I had a lot of fun today, and you just got to keep going and you know keep working hard, and you know, this, I think it's great, and you're all very, you know, charming.
Nathan, that's going to be the sweetest thing anyone's ever said to us, except he was looking right at Mo's ram necklace when he said.
I wish Nathan were my real father. All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening.
We are so Women Aren't Funny, www.womenaren'tfunnypod.com. Get us on iTunes. Subscribe. Like us on Facebook.
This has been Alana Johnston.
Moo Welch.
Wait. Emily came.
She forgot who
and
the
Nathan
third person
Fielder.
In the podcast
Good
was.
Good night.